It is time for boys basketball action between Kenton and Van Wert. The sponsors for the night's game include Pencil Ready Mix, Liberty National Bank, Depot No. 9, Stillwater Metal, HSLC, Bridget Ho Health Markets, Quest Federal Credit Union, Nelson Insurance, Cole Humphrey Insurance, The Little Chicago Room, Affordable Seamless Gutters, Ohio Health Harbor Memorial Hospital, Wilson Tire Company, Cessna Transport, Edward Jones, Kyle Johnston, Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative, McCullough Industries, and Olympic Steel Company, Century 21 Sunway Realty, Ohio Health Harbor Memorial Hospital, Domino's Pizza, Superior Credit Union, Root Lumber, Ace Hardware, and Roof Law Office. Here is Bob Simmons and Jim Pullman.
High school, we've got Western Buckeye League boys basketball action on tap this evening. Makeup contest here. The Wildcats entertaining Van Wert. Kenton comes in at 4-14 overall. The Wildcats are 2-5 in the Western Buckeye League. Van Wert is 13-6 in the year. Cougars are 4-3 in league action. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jim Holman. With me is Bob Simmons. We're going to take a timeout and come back at the Ohio Health Homeroyal Hospital pregame show. Started right after this on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Markets Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Services and product availability varies by state.
Beat the winter blues and cold and flu season with the help of Good Health and Wellness. The Depot No. 9 stocks a full selection of doTERRA essential oils, including On Guard, Deep Blue, Peppermint, and Lavender. New to essential oils? Try our introduction kit available at the Depot No. 9. Our doTERRA line offers diffusers and roller balls as well. Shop on in to the Depot No. 9 in downtown Kenton for more information. Open every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays from 10:30 to 3:30.
Keep you rolling on the road or in the field. Wilson Tire for anything with wheels.
Wilson Tire Company has three locations to serve you in Upper Sandusky, Kenton, and Tiffin, and carries a complete line of tires from Firestone, Michelin, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Cooper, and Mastercraft. When it comes to your family's safety, don't rely on big box discounts. Get to Wilson Tire.
Wilson Tire Company. Oh, yeah.
Domino's carryout deal means you can carry out three topping pizzas for $7.99 each when you order online. That's right, $7.99 each every day. Just in case there's any confusion, we've set up a helpful website to confirm if today's a day you can carry out three topping pizzas for $7.99 each at Domino's. Just go to howabouttoday.com to find out if Domino's online carryout deal is valid today. Spoiler alert, it is. Carry out only and online only. Select this offer. Charges may vary. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Crust availability varies by size. Local store may charge extra for toppings and sauces.
Hi, this is Ryan Lane, mortgage and consumer lender with Liberty National Bank. With Liberty National Bank credit card, you get hometown convenience, worldwide acceptance, great benefits, and much more. Plus, earn bonus points on brand name merchandise and travel rewards. Go to myliberty.bank, click on the credit card link, and apply today and start earning your rewards now. I love my Liberty Bank. Expect the best. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Looking to save money every month? Well, who isn't? With a Quest MasterCard, you can lock in a low fixed interest rate from 5.99 to 11.9% APR for qualified cardholders. You can even perform balance transfers from other high interest cards and save real money every month. Apply online today. Membership and credit score eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School and tonight's game in the WBL. It's a Saturday night, but it is a WBL game. The Cougars at Van Wert and the Wildcats at Kenton. We will tell you in the JV game, which ended just a little while ago, the Cougars won that one 48-39. We'll be back to talk about the game tonight after these.
Affordable Seamless Gutters of Herod is a fully insured gutter business offering several services such as 5 and 6 inch gutters, leaf guards, snow and ice guards, rain barrels, and removal of old gutters. For an estimate, call 419-674-5748 or visit Affordable Seamless Gutters on Facebook. Military and senior discounts available. No job too big or small. Call Affordable Seamless Gutters and Downspouts today.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs, insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Now hiring Class A and B CDL drivers. Call Hensel Ready Mix or visit henselreadymix.com for an application.
This is Brenda Moots with the Depot No. 9 in downtown Kenton. If we haven't met, shop on over to our retail boutique and introduce yourself. Our staff is looking forward to meeting you. The Depot No. 9 offers antiques, furniture, gifts, and more. Our man cave is expanding along with the boutique. The Depot No. 9 is open every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10:30 to 5:30 and Saturday from 10:30 to 3:30. See you in downtown Kenton on the square.
Infinite opportunities simply means there are endless ways to make it possible. At HSLC, we have been helping homeowners in Kenton and surrounding Hardin County areas make it possible for over 130 years with mortgages, loan refinancing, home equity loans, and more. HSLC is here with the answers to all your questions and to make sure the loan process moves along smoothly. Contact one of our exceptional loan officers at HSLC to make your home ownership dreams come true. The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
At Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital, we're committed to being your best choice for healthcare. We're here with an extensive network of expert providers and staff to serve patients who need everything from routine wellness checks with a primary care provider to a regular diagnostic screening to emergency care. When it comes to your health, make the best choice your choice. At Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School and tonight's WBL game between the Cougars of Van Wert, who come in at 13-6, 4-3 in the league, and the Wildcats, 4-14, 2-5 in the league. Let's look first at Van Wert. They enter tonight's game having won four in a row, having won four in a row and five out of the last six games. They're on a roll here as we approach the tournament. Time. Last night they defeated Elida 36-23, kind of a low-scoring game. And on Tuesday night, they took down the number two seed in the tournament in Division II in St. Mary's 64-49.
Yeah, last night wasn't one you're going to put in the Smithsonian and keep for a long time as a vision of great basketball, from what I understand. Sloppy, ugly, Bob. But here's the thing. You got the win. That's the bottom line. Yes, the old doesn't matter how. Yes, because they find a way to get it done. We talk about the Wildcats Kenton all year. Van Wert had a night where no one shot the ball well, but they found a way to gut one out, win their fourth straight game. And I think, Bob, a key game for Van Wert here, not just the obvious reasons of getting ready for the tournament, et cetera, but you look at the league standings, you're Ottawa Glanders going to win the league. They're right now. They've already clinched it. Defiance is next at 6-2. Then you've got Wapnes, Shawnee, St. Mary's at 5-3. Van Wert wins. They'll move into a four-way tie for third with one game left in the league schedule. So a big game for the league standings for the Cougars.
Exactly right. And I will also tell you, when you look at the two big teams they played, they had a close one with Shawnee, 60-55, and they played Ottawa Glandorf tough. They only lost by 7. So you're right. It's a good time for them to get these four wins in a row. And you're right, the standings, they can stay in that particular area and move up.
but they're getting it going at the right time because the tournament is just 2 weeks away.
Again, talking to our friends from Van Wert Radio, it's like, well, you know, this is a team that could get the district finals or lose their first game, depending on how well they're playing. And right now, they're playing pretty good basketball as we head down the home stretch. The Kenton Wildcats looking to get back on the winning side of things here. We're telling you more about the Kenton Wildcats for this time out in your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Marcus Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 419-673-0937 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Affordable Seamless Gutters of Herod is a fully insured gutter business offering several services such as 5 and 6 inch gutters, leaf guards, snow and ice guards, rain barrels, and removal of old gutters. For an estimate, call 419-674-5748 or visit Affordable Seamless Gutters on Facebook. Military and senior discounts available. No job too big or small. Call Affordable Seamless Gutters and Downspouts today.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grange only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative is dedicated to the delivery of safe, affordable, and reliable electricity to better serve the lives of our members and communities. Your cooperative is a not-for-profit organization governed by the members that we serve. More than just electric, giving back to the community with the Community Fund, which provides funds for community service projects. In Kenton, call 419-673-7289. In Marion, 740-382-1234. Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School and tonight's WBL game between the Wildcats and the Cougars. Let's look at the Wildcats. They enter tonight's game having lost their last four games and have only won once in their last 13. Last night they traveled to Shawnee. Shawnee, a very good basketball team, lost that one 91-63.
Yeah, Wildcats lost 12 of 13 after a 3-2 start. You know, I guess a lot of that, Bob, is you give credit to the schedule. And by that I'm saying out of those 12 losses, 11 have come to teams with winning records. The only team they've lost to in that stretch that had a losing record was Salina, who will get a chance to maybe make up for that one here in a couple weeks in the tournament. But the schedule's been difficult. We kind of knew that in the back half. The schedule's been really, really, really hard, and it has been. It's unfortunately lived up to that billing. You know, like I said, Wildcats and wrapping up tonight with Van Wert and then next Friday with Ottawa Glandorf. So it's not going to get a lot easier, Bob, but I'll tell you, that tournament game with Salina, that first game went to overtime.
Yep.
This is a contest you and I have looked at today. You know, you can compete in that ball game.
Yep.
If you win that one, you've got St. Mary's. The Wildcats competed with St. Mary's. But as I've said many times, I honestly mean this, those games get a lot easier, Bob, if you're coming off a couple of wins or, you know, or one win or you know, some really good ball games as opposed to, you know, stumbling here down the stretch.
That's exactly right. Well, we're concluding here the Ohio Health Heart Memorial Hospital pregame show. We'll be back with the starting lineups and play-by-play after these.
Hi, this is Ryan Lane, mortgage and consumer lender with Liberty National Bank. With Liberty National Bank credit card, you get hometown convenience, worldwide acceptance, great benefits, and much more. Plus, earn bonus points on brand name merchandise and travel rewards. Go to myliberty.bank, click on the credit card link, and apply today and start earning your rewards now. I love my Liberty Bank. Expect the best. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs, insuring Hardin County for over 75 years. Cessna Transport, now hiring drivers. Come work for a well-established company, grow financially, and have a career instead of just a job. Must have Class A CDL with tank and hazmat endorsements. Benefits include 401k and health insurance. Regional and OTR routes available. Apply in person south of Kenton on 68 or online at CessnaTransport.com. Make Cessna Transport the last career change you'll ever make.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grange only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
Hensel Ready Mix offers six locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Now hiring Class A and B CDL drivers. Call Hensel Ready Mix or visit henselreadymix.com for an application.
RDC, P2P, A2A, mobile wallet, money desktop, mobile pay, bill pay. Need we say more? With Quest Federal Credit Union, we offer more free products and services that keep you mobile, agile, and in control of your finances. Download the free Quest FCU mobile app for Android and iOS today. Membership eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors. Committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137 for any questions.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
And welcome back to Kenton High School for tonight's WBL game between the Cougars of Van Wert, who come in at 13-6, 4-3 in the league, and the Wildcats under Ryan Miller, who come in at 4-14, 2-5 in the league. Let us look at the starting lineups tonight. For the Cougars, Ethan Brown comes in. He's a 6-foot senior. Garrett Gunther comes in at 6-foot. He's a junior. Aiden Pratt comes in at 6'4". He is a junior. Nate Jackson comes in at 5'10". He is a senior. And rounding out the starting lineup is Luke Wessel. He comes in at 6'1". He is a junior. For the Wildcats, they're going to go with Tyson Lawrence, the 5'5 junior. Brent Rader, the 5'9 senior. Gavin Payne comes in at 6'3". He is a sophomore. Jared Jolliffe, the 5'11 senior. And rounding out the starting lineup down in the post is going to be Gunnar Stout, the 6'4" senior.
Mentioned a little bit earlier, Western Buckeye League standings looking like this as we're wrapping up week eight. Out of Glanorf, 8-0. They've clinched the outright league title, 16-2 overall. Defiance is going to be second, no worse than a tie for second, 6-2, 13-6 overall. Then you've got Wapakoneta, 5-3, 14-5. Shawnee and St. Mary's, both 5-3 in the league, 12-7 overall. Then Van Wert, we mentioned, 4-3, 13-6. Bottom half of the league is going to look like this. You have Kenton at 2-5, 4-14. Bath and Slina are both 2-6. Bath 7-14 overall, Slina 6-12 overall. Then a lot of trail in the field, 0-8 overall, 3-17 in league play. We have about six really good teams that we'd be able to share, Bob.
Oh, we do. And we got one week to go. That may change again.
Yeah, just wasn't really just kind of going through and look. It's like, yeah, you got six teams there with winning records and solid winning records.
Yes,
for,
they are.
Yeah, with that top part of the league. So it's going to be – it'll be interesting come tournament time.
Yes, it will be.
I mean, if you look at that again, you had Defiance, Wapakoneta, Shawnee, St. Mary's, Van Wert. Otto Glenner's not in the WBL sectional, but those other five teams are, Bob,
yep.
And what are making it out.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's
at least
tough,
one, you know, yeah.
You look sometimes, and then you look in other areas of the state, and there's not anything half this good. So yeah, it's going to be tough to get out of there, I think, of the boys for any of those teams. We were guessing hopefully four WBL teams play over at Ohio Northern, who we didn't think were going to take the tournaments back, but they are on Wednesday night in a couple of weeks.
Getting set to tip this one off. Close out the Ohio Health Heart Memorial Hospital pregame show. Open Jibski brought to you by HSLC.
And our first quarter is brought to you by Roof Law Offices. So we're getting ready here to go here. Kind of a strange night to have WBL on a Saturday night, but we're going to get ready to call this one. Looks like Aiden Pratt's going to jump it up here at 6'4 for the Cougars. And Gunnar Stout, the 6'4 senior also. One of the seniors honored tonight on senior night. And we got all the young people that are here to watch this game. Nice to see from the elementaries.
Yep, I was going to say, slowly working them back in the seats. The officials wait until they're up and safely ensconced in the bleachers before we get this one tipped back up, because most players out here are twice the size of those young men and women.
Maybe three times some of them. Good job here by bringing them to the game, getting this experience.
Oh, yeah, great crowd tonight. So a real nice crowd from Kenton.
Still waiting to get him in the crowd here, which is fine.
Yep, we have time. Nothing to do tomorrow,
yep.
So we've got all the time in the world.
Well, except at 6:30 for some of us.
For some of us, yes. I understand there's something on TV tomorrow.
That's right.
I'll be putting in my Steeler DVDs and watching those.
Ball's going to ready to go up here, and we'll see who controls the tip, and it's going to be the Wildcats. Jolliffe gets that, one of the seniors honored tonight. Gets it over to Lawrence. Out here being very deliberate. Out top, looking over this defense by the Cougars, which appears to be a tight man-to-man. Back to Lawrence again after he made a little pass to Jolliffe. Jolliffe dumps it off, then they get it back to Payne. He almost lost the handle, but was able to get it back. Here's a nice screen by Gunnar Stout. Jolliffe in the lane. Jolliffe for the layup. Block. Rebound pulled down. He gets it back and puts it up and in. Good job by Jolliffe that time to stay after it.
Hung in there. Got the buckets. Wildcats on top. 2-0 Rutland Maria scoreboard. We played 45 seconds at Kenton High School.
Gunther got it. Excuse me. Has it. Gets it back out top. Looking over this D. Goes over to Wessel. He's playing catch. Then they go inside and a pass and goes off the hands of Pratt, and the Wildcats have the steal. Here's Jolliffe. Jolliffe to the hole again, puts it up as blocked this time again by Pratt, and he brings it up the court, takes the foul line jumper, no. Rebound pulled down, put back up, and that one won't go down for Wessel. Another one put up by Pratt's no good. Wildcats get the rebound, and they're in a run.
Multiple opportunities that time for the Cougars. Cannot cash in. Wildcats to lead 2-0.
Had four opportunities there. Here is Jolliffe. Skips left side to Raider. Raider to Lawrence. Lawrence elbow jumper, no. Rebound comes down to Pratt, and he's in a run, the big guy. Makes the pass, it's about 3 feet away from Wessel, so it goes out of bounds. And they said it's touched by Kenton.
So the ball will stay with the Cougars. 6:18 to play in the first quarter. 2-0 Kenton on top of Van Wert on the Rutland Rio scoreboard. Wildcats did a nice job making the Van Wert
fans
stand right now for a little while. They stand until their first basket.
Get it in the corner. Here's the long trifecta. It's no good that time by Brown. And we got a run out by the Wildcats. Layup up and in by Raider. And the Wildcats are up 4-0.
Nice job in transition. Gavin Payne cleared the rebound, hit the streaking Brent Raider. 4-0 Wildcats. We played 2 minutes here at Kenton High School.
Left side they go, out top, and right side they go to Brown. Brown dumps it in the corner to Gunther. And long one is no good that time by Wessel. The Wildcats get yet another rebound. Good job by Raider. Lawrence. Wildcats 4-0 here. Reminded there will be an Ace Hardware player of the game. We will name that during the postgame show. Hope you stick around for that. Here's Lawrence. Jolliffe. Payne. Payne backing in. Payne with the runner. Goes down.
6-0 Wildcats. 5:21 to play in the first quarter. Good start for Kenton.
Exactly what I'm sure Ryan Miller would like to see. Passes down and another steal. Jolliffe gets yet another one. He's pushing it up court. Lawrence saves it, except they said he was out of bounds and attempting to save that one.
Checking in for the Cougars, number 11,
Trey Loddick. Trey Loddick checks in.
And, five,
and is Nate Phillips and Carson Smith for the Cougars. Wholesale changes for Coach Ben Loddick's team. 5:09 to play in the first quarter. 6-0 Kenton on top of Van Wert. Rutland Mario scoreboard.
Three of them on that revolving door. He takes it quickly to the hole, does Phillips, and we got a foul call. Talking to our favorite colleagues from the Van Wert, they said that some nights they don't shoot very well. Well, as it's starting here tonight, it's one of those nights.
Yeah, first 3 minutes been rough for the Cougars.
And Gunner Stout kind of blocks it, but they got him with a foul.
Yeah, they lobbed the ball into Profit there. I was just saying they're going to get a foul on, Pratt. I was going to say, and Stout gets called with a foul. His first team second. 5:01 to play here in the first quarter.
Triggering in again is going to be Phillips. Inside again to Pratt, and he's fouled again.
Yeah.
This is by Payne, I think.
They get on Jared Jolliffe. He's very close to getting him out of the game was a good move there, Coach. Extremely emotional reaction by Jared Jolliffe right there, frustrated. His second foul. 4:59 to play in the first quarter.
He may have had his hand on the ball and someone else fouled him. Long one from the corners, no good that time. Taken by Smith. Rebound pulled down by Phillips. He's got it out top. Phillips dumps the ball off. Here is Brown. Then here's a long three ball. No, that one is no good. Rebound shot put back up is no good. Another one put up and in, this time by Pratt. Smith and Brown in there battling, trying to get it up, and finally made by Pratt. Johnston in, gets it back out top to Lawrence.
1-10 for the Cougars start the ball game. They missed their first nine.
And we got a steal again by Pratt. He's very confident bringing it down at 6'4", isn't he?
He's a nice athlete, buddy.
Here's Phillips, and it's stolen by Raider. Good defense by Raider. Here's Lawrence. 6-2, they get it across to Payne. Then inside, Lawrence up and in. Nice pass by Payne.
400 players on the score for the Wildcats. They lead 8-2 midway through the first quarter.
Across the timeline come the Cougars. It's Smith has it. He dumps it out to Phillips. Phillips looking over this D. They're kind of slowing it down. They're trying to see if they can get maybe a little bit better look inside. Left side they go to Smith. Back to Phillips. Phillips dribbling between the legs. Backs it up, penetrates, and dumps the right side. He gets it back yet again. Then they go left side. Penetrating to the hole. Layup up and in. Very nicely done that time by Ethan Brown.
That was a very athletic drive and finish there from Brown. 8-4 now. Wildcats by 4. 3:24 to play in the first quarter.
There's some pressure being applied by Van Wert. Pass down to shot by Stout. I thought he got fouled, but Van Wert's going the other way. Down low. Here's Phillips. Puts it up, and it's no good. Payne with the rebound. Lawrence pushing it. Up the court to the hole. Backs up. Gets it out top. Here's Gavin Payne in the corner to Raider, then over to Johnston.
Letting them play tonight, Bob.
Yes, they are. Into Gunner. And Gunner missed that one. It's blocked by Pratt. He may have gotten fouled again, but you're right. They are letting them play. They're consistent.
Extremely consistent. No doubt about that.
Inside shot put up. Then we got a foul called on the drive by Smith.
Kind of had to call that one. That was a
fairly obvious. Significant foul. It's been Gunner Stout is second. Team fourth. Trevor Robinson checked in for Kenton.
Also coming into the game is
Trevor Robinson, Colby Quay coming in for Brent Rader and Gunner Stout for the Wildcats. So you got right now Payne, Robinson, Johnston, Lawrence, and Quay, the five out there for Kenton.
Trigger name is going to be Gunner. He gets it deep in the corner. Here's another trifecta. That one's going to go. Carson Smith with one. And just like that, it's 8-7. I think they stopped their shooting woes, didn't they?
Well, we talk, you get one to drop, that hoop looks a lot bigger.
It does.
Johnson. I wouldn't know, but so I've been told.
Johnson puts it up, and it's deflected out of bounds. It's going to go to Van Wert.
Yeah, kind of one of those nights where
people shooting or getting fouled, but they're not.
I was going to say, Bob, I went to the Toledo Museum of Art today and saw an exhibit on suits of armor. I wish we could bring those things down there to play in the paint tonight, because that's what you basically need.
We're going to
go inside tonight.
Good analogy, because you're exactly right. I already have a lot of contusions and lacerations. Out top it comes to Gunner. He's playing pitch and catch out here. Then they go left side to Smith. Then deep in the corner, back to Smith. Into Pratt. Turn around, jumper, yep. Boy, they found their shooting woes to go away. What'd you say, 1 of 10? They're not 1 of 10 anymore.
They missed their first nine. Right now it's a 9-8 lead and a turnover by Kenton in the backcourt.
And here's a shot almost like a dunk, and making the shot is Pratt, and he got the harm.
And just like that, Van Wert's on top 11-8. Kenton led 8-2 at one point. And we've got a Root Lumber timeout by Kenton. We're going to get one, too. 1:53 to play in the first quarter. Van 11, Kenton 8. We'll be right back.
Schaefer's Auto Body and Paint, your local Hardin County full-service body shop, located at 203 Harris Street in Kenton, takes great pride in making sure your wrecked vehicle gets repaired in a timely manner with quality parts. They work with all insurance companies and can make arrangements for a rental car. So when bad weather strikes this winter season and you get into an untimely accident, come and see the body shop professionals Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or call 419-673-8475 and join them on Facebook.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School. And after that Root Lumber timeout, Pratt's going to have a chance to play, make the old-fashioned three-point play here. He's got six in the quarter, looking for number seven. 11-8, Cougars. He eyes it, flies it, and nothing but net. Give him seven.
And it's 12-8 now, Van Wert.
Wildcats in the backcourt in the hands of Manns. Manns across to Lawrence. Lawrence against this press. Back to Manns. Manns does break it and then lost it out of bounds. 10 Not good, especially when you have the sidelines to help. Here's Smith. Dumps it in the corner to Pratt. Pratt drives down the baseline. Puts up the shot. No. Rebound comes down to Loddick, and we got a foul call.
Yeah, again, goodness, very aggressive inside. Very, very, very physical in the paint. This foul's on Cooper Johnson, his first team sixth.
You know, you adjust to what they're doing. They're not calling you play tougher.
Exactly. Oh, but yeah, that's just that. Complaining didn't do you a lot of good. I've learned that in my life.
No. Long three taken that time by Loddick's no good. But Van Wert gets yet another rebound and a shot down the lane, and we got a
stepped on the baseline. Turnover on the Cougars.
Carson got it down the baseline quickly, made the shot, except he stepped on the baseline and doing that. So 1-2-2 again being employed here by the Cougars. Better job this time breaking it. Here's Johnston in the corner to Quay, then back out to Lawrence, to Manns down on the right side, and then back to the left side to Lawrence. 12-8 here. Cougars with the lead. Under a minute to go. We'll remind you that Domino's Wildcat question of the game. First correct caller, 419-675-3000. We'll get a large one item pizza from Domino's. Shot taken that time by Johnson's no good. Rebound shot put back up and in by Trevor Robinson.
Good work on the offensive glass with a 6'4 junior. Snaps that Van Wert run. Wildcats trail by two now, 12-10. Final 38 ticks of the first quarter.
Here's Pat with a little sky hook. He gets two more.
He's got nine. I don't know how you defend him any better than that.
No, Trevor had him defending pretty well. Here's Johnston at 26 seconds to go. It's 14-10. Lawrence fakes the three. Then he gets it over to Quay. He gets it back out top to Johnston. Then quickly to Lawrence on the left side. Elbow, Mans takes it. No. Rebound, pushed up. Another one up, will not go down for Robinson. Thought he had another one here. Quickly the other way with 6 seconds to go. Here's a three ball in the corner, will not go down. Pratt takes a shot at the buzzer, will not go. So we played one here. It's 14-10. Van Wert will be back after these.
At Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital, we're committed to being your best choice for healthcare. We're here with an extensive network of expert providers and staff to serve patients who need everything from routine wellness checks with a primary care provider to a regular diagnostic screening to emergency care. When it comes to your health, make the best choice your choice. At Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital.
Infinite opportunities simply means there are endless ways to make it possible. At HSLC, we have been helping homeowners in Kenton and surrounding Hardin County areas make it possible for over 130 years with mortgages, loan refinancing, home equity loans, and more. HSLC is here with the answers to all your questions and to make sure the loan process moves along smoothly. Contact one of our exceptional loan officers at HSLC to make your home ownership dreams come true. The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School. And we played one here, but just before that, they very nicely tonight honored the all-time leading scorer in the history of girls basketball, and that's Amber Poland. She is here tonight and honored her, a very nice gesture by the athletic department and the boosters.
Yeah, 1,110 points, Bob. You and I saw all of them.
Yep.
And that's not a joke. You were on the sideline. I was in the press box. I said every one of them was good. Heck of a ball player, Bob. Good to see Kenton High School acknowledging the scoring record 20 years later.
Exactly right. It's nice to see that it's standing. And we got an offensive foul called down here on the other end. What kind of stats you have there quickly?
Yep, Van Wert gets called off the offensive foul. The Cougars were 6 of 20 from the floor in the first quarter, 1 of 6 from deep. Wildcats 5 of 14, 0 of 1 from three-point land. 14 edge for the Cougars on the boards, 4 turnovers for each team. Only free throw was shot and made by Van Wert.
Robinson gets it inside, and he's fouled. We'll remind you that this quarter is brought to you by Roof Law Offices.
Van Wert foul number 25, Luke Russell, his first, team second. At the line, shooting 2, Trevor Robinson.
Not very many fouls called totally for as much as there has been action. Robinson eyes it, flies it, and he said, I got it, and he does. He's got 3. Make it 14-11. He can cut this lead to 2. Eyes it, flies it, and that one is nothing but net after bounced a few times. Call that shooter soft touch. Wildcats employing a little pressure here. Raider up top of that, along with Jolliffe and Robinson and Yoder and Payne. And we got a steal. Passes across, and Jolliffe just can't get it.
Yeah, great job by Raider there, jumping in, getting the steal. Trying to find Jolliffe in the open floor, just let him a little bit too much. Fifth Kenton turnover, but great effort there by Raider.
Yes, it was.
And Jolliffe came over there and kind of gave him a little high five. Love that effort on defense. I like the idea, again, trying to score in transition, Bob, just couldn't quite make the connection.
Yep, there's Payne. Finally does get it across. Pass down low, shot off the window. That one will go down for Wessel.
Well, that was well done by Van. We're very patient, Bob. They waited, and saw Wessel spring free in the backside. 16-12, now 4-point lead for Van Wert.
Almost a steal, and it is. Nope, he didn't get it. Would be Brown. He did read that pass and got pushed out, except he had to step on the sidelines over there to maintain his possession. So the Wildcats will get it across the way here. Turning in is going to be Yoder. He gets it into Jolliffe. Jolliffe to Raider. In the corner to Robinson. Out back to Payne. Inside they go. Here is Robinson. Nope, he gets it back out top. Here's Jolliffe to Robinson. Then to Payne. Payne down the baseline. Payne with a reverse layup. Count it. Nice move down the baseline by Payne.
Great shot fake, Bob. Got his man off his feet. Drives reverse layup. 16-14. Van Wert by 2 now. 6.5 points in the second quarter.
This press is helping a little bit. Right side they go, out top it's in the hands of Gunner. Gunter has it, being closely guarded by Raider. Right side they go, back to Gunner again. He's gonna penetrate, take the elbow, the foul line jumper, no good. Rebound comes down to Van Wert. Right side to go, then deep in the corner. Here's a long bomber by Pratt. No. But rebound pulled down by Wessel. He gets it inside. Reverse layup is no good. Pratt back up, no good. And Vanner gets another rebound. Elbow jumper, no. Rebound comes down again to Wessel. Up again and fouled. Six opportunities, too many.
I wonder if somebody from White could grab a rebound. I know Coach Miller kind of feels the same thing right now. The court tilted to our left. Wildcats just could not close out that possession. Van Wert worked on the boards. And now we've got two free throws now for Luke Wessel.
Wessel has it. He eyes it, flies at the lefty. Nothing but net. Give him three.
17-14 now. Van Wert on top. 5-4 to send a play in the second quarter.
Second opportunity for the 6-1 junior. Wessel. Eyes it, flies it, and that one's off the front of the iron. Robinson with the rebound. Off to Jawa. Cross to Payne. Then to Yoder. And back to Robinson. He's out beyond that three-point line. Back to Jawa. Payne. Yoder. Down to Payne. Nice pass to Yoder, knocked out of bounds that time. Good defensive play by Brown.
Outstanding. He has a nice little give and go, cut the basket, but Brown got his paw in there, bats out of bounds. That's going to stay with Kenton. 5:23 to play in the second quarter. 17-14, the Cougars with the Wildcats on the Lemur Radio scoreboard.
Inbounded there. Robinson has a – he takes the jumper. No. Rebound pulled down quickly by Gunner. Up court, he comes with the rock. Down the lane. Passes off. Shot put up. Will not go down that time. By Jackson. He was pretty far under the basket. Gets it quickly ahead to Jolliffe. Jolliffe to the hole, off the window. No, but he's fouled.
Nice strong drive by Jarrett Jolliffe. He's going to the free throw line. Wildcats 2-2 from the charity stripe tonight.
Gunter has his first foul.
At the line, shooting two, Jarrett Jolliffe.
Jolliffe with a couple tosses here, an opportunity to extend his two-point performance tonight. Now he's got three.
Checking in for the Wildcats, number 24.
Smith checks back in for Van Wert. Out goes Jackson.
Colby Quay and Cooper Johnson check back in for the Wildcats. You got Cooper Johnson, Trevor Robinson, Jarrett Jolliffe, Colby Quay, and Gavin Payne, the 5-4 Kenton.
Jolliffe takes the second shot. It's no good. Phillips gets the rebound. He's got it on the right side, penetrating. Doesn't take the shot, dumps it to Brown. Brown out top to Gunner. Gunner has it back to Phillips. Phillips looking over this D, dumps it off to Pratt. Pratt off to Gunner. Gunter has it and then gives it off, driving in the lane. Shot put up, and that one will go down. Very nicely done by Brown.
Good patient trip again for the Cougars. 4 points now for Brown. They lead 19-15 to the Cougars.
Here's Jolliffe. Back it comes. To Quay. Quay penetrating and spinning. Johnston down inside. Here's Robinson. No. Blocked by Pratt. Pratt in a run. Gets it ahead to Smith. Smith to the hole. Puts it up, and they're going to call a block. And count
the
basket.
Going to count. Let's get foul number three on Jarrett Jolliffe. Again, Pratt bobs a weapon in both ends of the floor.
He's
blocked or changed multiple shots. And I guess the rebound and hurries it up the floor. Transition opportunity and one now for the Cougars.
Opportunity here to pick up his 6 point under the night.
Pratt with 9 points, nine rebounds so far.
Eyes it, flies it, nothing but net. Six for Carson Smith, as Jim said, nine for Pratt. Doesn't play like a post player, does he? Brings the ball up the court like a guard. Here's Johnston. 22-15. That lead has expanded a little bit. Was three, now it's up to seven. Lawrence. And almost a steal, and it is a steal by Phillips to the hole and puts it up and in.
24-15, 9 point lead now for the Cougars. Van Wert definitely found its shooting touch. They've scored on three straight possessions here. So they've opened the 7-0 run to take the lead, 24-15.
Out to Lawrence, penetrating, takes the jumper. No. Air ball. Rebound by Smith. Quickly ahead, the Van Wert Cougars running, and the layup by Brown. And we got a Root Lumber timeout. We'll take one, too. 26-15, Van Wert. We'll be back.
Getting the kids to practice on time.
Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs, insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
This is Brenda Moots with the Depot Number 9. We have locations in downtown Kenton on the Square and downtown Lakeview at Indian Lake. Do you have a home-based business you're looking to grow or expand? Do you have a craft or hobby you want to share with others? At the Depot, we're looking for vendors and makers just like you to sell your wares at our retail boutiques. Shop on in for more information and join the Depot family of makers today. Kenton is open every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays from 10:30 to 3:30.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School. After that Route Number timeout, we will remind you there will be a Domino's Wildcat question of the game. The winner at 419-675-3000 will win a large one-item pizza from Domino's located in downtown Kenton across from the courthouse. Here's Johnston for the Wildcats. Over to Payne. Payne quickly over to Lawrence on the left side. Back out to Robinson, who comes out to help here, the big guy. Off to Quay, and it's knocked out of bounds, so the Wildcats will trigger in yet again.
Yeah, Van, we're getting after defensively. Wildcats having a real hard time getting into a rhythm on offense.
Yep, trying to find someone who wants to score. You're exactly right.
Just one field goal this quarter.
Yep, here's Payne down the hole. He heard you, Jim.
Say, nice move by Payne. Same guy by the reverse layup. Earlier bangs that one home. Give him six now. 26-17, Van Wert by 9, 2:45 to play in the second quarter.
Much-needed basket to stop
without the question.
Out to Phillips. He faked the three and got it back. Here's Pratt. Gunner. Back out to the elbow. Gunner's pointing. They go back to Pratt. He's way on the left side beyond the three-point line. Phillips. Over to Brown. Gunner at the foul line. Back to Phillips. 2:18 to go. Pratt, left side, a three ball, no, in and out. Pratt skies for the rebound, but it's pulled down by Smith. He puts it up, and it's blocked by Robinson, but he gets it back. Yet another opportunity. Then he takes the three and buries it. My golly.
And a technical foul is going to be called here on Smith. He hit the three, and he can throw his hands up. He did turn and yap right in Trevor Robinson's face, so he's getting the technical foul.
And, of course, the technical foul does count as a personal foul, so that's his first.
Yeah, he got that. I mean, he worked real hard, got the rebound, Bob, but he turned and I was wondering if the official was going to call it or not because he just turned and he yapped right in the Trevor Robinson's face, I was going to say. And
Lawrence got the free throw line. Not good sportsmanship that particular time by that young man. So Lawrence will get a couple tosses and misses the first one. And he'll get another one, then they'll get the ball. Good job by the coach to take him out. And misses them both. Ah. Out of bounds now. The Wildcats will get it. Could have used those two. Here's Johnston to trigger in. 2:02 here to go on the Route Number scoreboard. 29-17.
12-point lead for the Cougars.
Into Lawrence in the backcourt. Across the timeline he comes.
12-2 run for Van Wert.
Ooh. Johnston running a weave. Here's Payne. Takes the long three, and it's partially blocked. Pratt comes away with it. We'll be naming an Ace Hardware player then. That'll take place during the postgame show. Here's Phillips.
9 points, 10 rebounds so far for Pratt.
He's a man out there, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And likes to bring the ball even up the court, too, at 6'4". Here's a nice job, a shot taken to the hole by Brown that time. Kind of dribble. Drive that time, and he got fouled on the way to the hole.
Yeah, that was an outstanding effort. Again, we've seen this a couple times here from Brown. Very athletic, silky smooth there, Bob. Kind of slithering between a couple of Wildcat players. Draws the foul on Colby Quay, his first team ninth.
Brown at the free throw line. Misses it off the front end of the iron.
Mans checks back in for Payne for Kenton.
Second opportunity here coming. Ethan Brown, eyes it, flies it, and does make that one.
Got the second one, 30-17 now. Cougars on top.
Seven for him in the game, 5 and a quarter. Here comes Johnston, As Jim said, 126 to go on the Rudy Lumber scoreboard, and we got a foul called here. I think on going to get that one on Loddick.
His first team fifth. Buck 24 to play here in the second quarter. 30-17, you're scoring the Rudy Lumber scoreboard. Cougars atop the Wildcats.
Cooper Johnston will trigger in for the Wildcats. Trying to find somebody, having difficulty. Good job by Lawrence to go in the backcourt to get it. Smart play there by him. Across the timeline, he's got the rock. Quay. Lawrence back to Quay. He's beyond the three-point line. Penetrating off the window. No. Rebound. Quay hustling after it. Oh, they're going to get him with the foul.
Loose ball foul on Kenton. Soren Van Wert looks like.
Oh, really? Good. I thought he was going to call it on Quay. I shouldn't write it down before it happens, should I?
So Kenton will keep it. 16 foul on the Cougars. Mint 5 to play here in the second quarter.
Johnston trying to find it in. They get in quickly to Lawrence.
Of course, we're a minute away from the Spear Curtain Union halftime show. We'll recap the first half here at Kenton High School.
Into Quay. Quay over to Johnston. Johnston in spinning down the lane. Off the window. Giving two.
Nice strong drive there for Cooper Johnston. His first buck of the night.
46 seconds to go, 30-19. Out top it comes. In the hands of Loddick. And he dumps it back off to Gunner. Gunter has it, trying to find somebody. Pratt was open, he missed him. But he takes it to the hole, and good defense by Lawrence. He gets the steal. He's got it quickly up the court. Johnston to the hole, puts it up and in. What a strong move and drive by Cooper Johnston.
Give him 4, 30-21. Wildcats within 9 now. Final 14 seconds of second quarter.
Lawrence playing good D that time. That gets it back out top, though, to Loddick. Then they go down to Pratt. This could be interesting. Pratt with the – oh, nice scoop
shot. You can't defend that any better. That was a great play by Pratt.
And we're at the half here. And Van Wert goes to the locker room leading 30-21. We'll be back during the Superior Credit Union halftime show to talk about this one after these.
Wilson Tire. For anything with wheels.
Wilson Tire Company has 3 locations to serve you in Upper Sandusky, Kenton, and Tiffin, and carries a complete line of tires from Firestone, Michelin, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Cooper, and Mastercraft. When it comes to your family safety, don't rely on big box discounts. Get to Wilson Tire.
Wilson Tire Company. Oh, yeah.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Markets Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Now hiring Class A and B CDL drivers. Call Hensel Ready Mix or visit henselreadymix.com for an application.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grange only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Need to send money to friends or family? What about to personal accounts at other locations? Need to make a payment at Quest from another bank or credit union? Go to questfcu.com/payoptions to learn more. we're rolling out new ways to pay anyone and to pay yourself. All free, all available at Quest Federal Credit Union. Membership eligibility required? Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, equal opportunity lender.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 419-673-0937 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School and the Superior Credit Union Halftime Show. Right now, the Cougars have the 30-21 lead over the Wildcats.
First half numbers look like this. Van Wert, 12 of 34, 36% from the field in the first half. They're 2-9 from deep. Kenton Wildcats went 9 of 23, 39%, 0 of 2 from downtown. Big number here on the glass, 25-12. Van Wert doubling up the Wildcats. Aiden Pratt, 10 rebounds. Luke Wessel, 6 for Van Wert. Kevin Payne, 4. Turner Robinson, 3 for the Wildcats. 7 Van Wert turnovers, 5 for Kenton. Each team 3 of 6 from the free throw line in the first half.
10 rebounds for Pratt. Whoa.
He's been a force.
Yeah, and like I said, he'll get a rebound dribble down like he's Gary Gard. So I should not say Gary Gard. I should say Aiden Gard. That's his first name. The Cougars have 5 people score the first half. 2 points by Nate Phillips, 3 by Luke Wessel. Then we jump to 7 for Ethan Brown. Then 2 with 9. That's Carson Smith. And Aiden Pratt, the young man that we had 10 rebounds, he's got 9 points. He could have got another one. He'd been 10 and 10. For the Wildcats, they've got 6 scoring tonight. 2 in the first half. 2 for Lawrence, 2 for Rayner. 4 points apiece for Trevor Robinson and Cooper Johnson. And Cooper Johnson has 2 textbook driving basket shots, one with a reverse layup and another one that was very impressive. 3 by Jonathan. Jonathan, a little bit of foul trouble. He had to sit down most of the second quarter. And the Wildcats were led the first half by Gavin Payne. He also did a nice job inside. He's got 6.
Yeah, Bob, again, it's a situation where if the Wildcats, we've talked about it, offensively there are issues at times, and things kind of got to be perfect for the Wildcats to be able to be effective offensively. Was early on, but a little bit of foul trouble, a good defensive end worked, and the Wildcats kind of struggled at times to score, and here's where we're at, Bob. So this is some of the tournament action here, Bob.
Yeah, I was reaching for that, but yep. You're right. They're having trouble finding people to score, I got to find that. Let's look at tournament action here. Let's look at girls because they start next week already. In Division II, our Kenton Wildcats are the number 9 seed. They're going to travel to Willard on Wednesday night. They're going to take on Norwalk. I think they're the Truckers, aren't they?
Yes, the cool Truckers. Yes, we can ask our Trucker beside us here.
That's right.
One of the Van Wert broadcasters, a Trucker. So
that's right.
We'll ask him.
Number 5 seed. That game will be at 5:30. The winner will play Clear Fork, the number 3 seed. The winner between Clear Fork, number 3 seed, and Clyde, the number 12, so it'll probably be Clear Fork. In Division 3, the Riverdale Lady Falcons will be getting an opportunity to take a bye. That is because Liberty Benton and Perry are going to play in the first game. That's the number 1 seed against the number 13 seed. Unfortunate for Riverdale, they just played Liberty Benton the other day, and Liberty Benton was not very kind. Of course, they're a team that's just loaded with talent and a lot of big talent. So that game for Riverdale will be at 1 o'clock on Saturday. I know Jim and I are going to do that game from Bluffton, Ohio. I'm also almost sure that as I read the chart here, the Kent game will be brought to you from Willard on Wednesday night.
Correct.
Sam and
Jamie Bartlett.
Bartlett's going to be doing that game. They're going to make the long trip up to Willard. Then Division 4 on Wednesday night, we have a couple games. First game we have at Lappin Gym is Shawnee. That's going to be the Ada Bulldogs. They are the number 10 seed. They will be taking on the number 5 seed, Rockford Parkway. That game is at 7:30, so there's only one game that night. Also on Wednesday night, one game that, in this facility. That'll be from Spencerville. And that'll be the Upper Scioto Valley Rams will be taking on the number 1 seed, New Knoxville. Tough job for the Rams because New Knoxville's loaded. Then on Thursday night, we have a game that will be played with some of our representation from this area. And that'll also be from Spencerville. That'll be the 11 seed Richmond. They'll be taking on the number 3 seed Minster at 5:30. I believe that game will be on the radio also. And then on Saturday, the last representation from us for this area at 5:30, it'll be the number 12 seed Hart Northern. They will take on the winner of New Knoxville and USV for a sectional championship at 5:30.
Again, Spirit Crete Union halftime show here at Kenton High School. Cougars on top of the Wildcats, 30-21. Bob and I'll be back the second half after this.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grange only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Now hiring Class A and B CDL drivers. Call Hensel Ready Mix or visit henselreadymix.com for an application.
Affordable Seamless Gutters of Herod is a fully insured gutter business offering several services such as 5 and 6 inch gutters, leaf guards, snow and ice guards, rain barrels, and removal of old gutters. For an estimate, call 419-674-5748 or visit Affordable Seamless Gutters on Facebook. Military and senior discounts available. No job too big or small. Call Affordable Seamless Gutters and Downspouts today.
Whether you're buying or selling your home, a Century 21 Sunway Realty agent is ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. Locally owned and operated, our agents have the knowledge and experience to guide you through your buying or selling process. With over 45 years of experience, no one knows your local market better than Century 21 Sunway Realty. Call today at 419-675-2333 and let them help you with your buying and selling experience.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School, and we're ending our Superior Credit Union halftime show, getting ready for third quarter action. It looks like the Wildcats will be getting it. We'll remind you this quarter is brought to you by Roof Law Offices, and we are at 30-21. Two quarters left here at home for the Wildcats. Next Friday night, they're going to make the trip to the Supreme Court.
Herb Miller Gymnasium up at Ottawa, and then, of course, after that, everything else we played on neutral floors. So last two quarters, maybe more, hopefully, Bob, I was going to say here, if need be.
Jollip still sitting on the bench here with those three fouls, probably a good move. Here's Lawrence, gets it inside. Gunner style off the window, very nicely done. The Wildcats get the first 2 points of the second half.
Nice lander, entry pass, good finish for Gunner Stout, 30-23 now. Wildcats with Yoder, Lawrence, Robinson, Stout, and Johnson. The 5 on the floor for Kenton.
Gunner's got it, then goes right side to Wessel. Then left side to Brown. Then Pratt sets a nice screen and a long 3 balls. No good that time. And we got a foul called here.
Loose ball found the rebound on Van Wert.
Yeah, I saw that one coming. He was trying to slap that rebound back out and make contact with one of the Wildcats.
Second foul on Brown, first in the Cougars of the team.
And the Wildcats have an opportunity yet to cut into the 7-point lead. Here's Lawrence to the hole, dumps it off. Gunner Stout takes the long bomber. Yep.
Back-to-back buckets for the senior.
Yep. He comes out of here in the third quarter and lights it up a little bit. He's got 4, and it's a 5-point game. Pratt down the lane, puts it up, misses it. And Stout tries to get the rebound, but it's knocked out of his hands. Probably Wessel. I thought he got him. Wessel's got the rock in the lane, dumps it left side. Here's the long trifecta. Yep. 3 for Garrett Gunter.
Too many opportunities again for the Cougars. They cash in 33-25, and we're by 8.
Here's Lawrence. Out top it comes. Johnston back to Gunner Stout. Gunner driving. Gunner spinning. Gunner taking the shot. And it's knocked out of bounds that time. Blocked out. Had to go up a little bit higher with that one, but he was he might have been, I don't know.
Ball staying with Kenton,
yep.
6:33 to play in the third quarter.
1-4 low here to get it out here, all 1-4 trying to get in, and Stouts sending a nice pass inside off the window, up, won't go. Rebound comes down to Van Wert. Boy, I thought they were going to get that one.
Good sequence out of the inbounds play.
Shot taken just in point-blank range by Brown. He misses it. The Wildcats come away with the rebound. Stout across the timeline. Off to Lawrence. Lawrence penetrating. Dumps it. Oh, hot pass that time. They were trying to go over to Robinson, but that was a little hot.
Winds up in the student section. Ball going back to Cougars. 6-11 to play in the third quarter. 33-25. And we're on top of Kenton on the Root Lumber radio scoreboard.
Pratt down the lane, puts it up, and he's fouled by Johnston.
Two throws coming down here for Aiden Pratt. 9 points, 10 rebounds for the 6'4 junior.
He's alone when he takes it to the hole, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
And an opportunity here, only a junior. Looking for point number 10. He eyes it, flies it, nothing but net. He's got 10, and he had 10 rebounds at the half. He may have 11 now, so maybe he can match his points and be a double-double guy. Obviously he is. Second opportunity, Aiden Pratt. Eyes it, flies it. That's nothing but net. He's got 11.
35-25, 10-point lead now for Van Wert. We played 2 minutes of the third quarter at Kenton High School.
Here's Lawrence off to Johnston. Over to Yoder. In the corner to Gunner Stout. Nice pass, Lawrence up. No. Rebound put back up, though, by Robinson. He's had a good night inside.
Trevor Robinson finishes there. He's got 6 points, 4 rebounds. Wildcats back with an 8.
Pratt gets it in the corner. Back out top to Gunner. Back across left side. Here's a long bomber. Two-handed shot. Wow. By Wessel. He shot that with two hands.
The old two hands. That shot goes down. He's got 6 points now. 11-point lead for Van Wert.
No matter how he does it, he made it.
It went in. Looks like a switch in the scorebook, brother.
Yep. Here's Stout up off the window. No. Rebound pulled down that time by Smith. Pratt was there, but Smith got it away from him. He's got the rock right side. Dumped off to Wessel. Wessel leaning in. Wessel in the lane. Tries to make a pass inside, and we got a kick ball, I believe.
Yep,
no
violation. Going to stay with the Cougars. 5:04 play here in the third quarter.
Reminding you, there will be a Domino's Wildcat question of the game. First correct caller at 419-675-3000. Get a large one-item pizza from Domino's, located in downtown Kenton, across from the courthouse. Cougars have the rock. That's in the hands of Gunner. He gets it deep in the corner, and penetrating that time is Jackson. He gets it out to Pratt. Jumper down the baseline. Wow. How did he get that one to go when he's hurt?
High arcing shot there, I was going to say, and the young man.
Yeah, that was Gunner got that one. I don't know what, his knee or something, but went way up in the air, made the shot, and went to the floor.
Yeah, I think he's going to come out here real quick. Nate Phillips checking in for him just to make sure he's all right.
I know they were talking to him. He said, what happened? I don't think there was anybody around him. He just kind of. So they take him out. Good idea. Here comes the trainer. Nope. Here comes the manager, not the trainer.
You can land awkwardly at times, buddy.
Yep.
Gavin Payne and Jarrett Giles checking for Kenton for Trevor Robinson and Gunner Stout. Coach Miller going small now. They started the second half going big with the two post players out there. Now going for a little smaller unit. Now down by 13, 4:44 to play in the third quarter.
Inbounded to Lawrence. He'll bring it across the timeline. As Jim said, it's 40-27 on the Root Lumber score, 4:40 to go. Here's Payne. Payne, nice pass down, layup. Up and in by Yoder. Nice pass from Payne to Yoder. Yoder on the drive.
Now Phillips, I was going to say there, kind of stumbling there a little bit. And the 30-second Root Lumber timeout by Kenton. 4:34 to play in the third quarter. It is Van Wert 40, Kenton 29. We'll be right back.
At Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital, we're committed to being your best choice for health care. We're here with an extensive network of expert providers and staff to serve patients who need everything from routine wellness checks with a primary care provider to a regular diagnostic screening to emergency care. When it comes to your health, make the best choice your choice. At Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School after that Root Lumber timeout. It is 40-29. Wildcats trying to cut into this lead.
I think Wildcats get a little bit full court pressure now.
1-2, 1-1.
After that bucket, trying to change the dynamic of this ball game a little bit.
Ooh, thought he was going to fall there with Brown. Still in the backcourt. They're having trouble with it. Brown, they still haven't got across. Now they have. Here's Gunner. Inside they go to Pratt. Got to be careful with him. He gets it out to Smith. They're going to reset it. 4:13 to go here, 40-29. Pratt, paint on him. Dumps it to Smith. Long three ball, no, will not go down this time, yet they get another rebound. Good job by Gunner. Down low, shot put up and in. Very nicely done by Lodic.
Yes, sir, and again, the possession kept alive, but another offensive rebound for Van Wert. Cougars working very hard in the glass. They lead by 13, 42-29.
Yeah, they've got a boatload of rebounds tonight. Inside they go. Here's Jolliffe leaning off the window. No. Rebound pulled down. Here comes Van Wert quickly the other way. Here's Lodic. Then down the baseline. Pass comes up. It's knocked out. Wow, they get that one too. Somehow Brown pulled that down. They got a runner down the lane. That one's put up and in by Gunner.
Garrett Gunner now with 7. Van Wert on top by 15. 44-29. 3:20 and kind of playing the third quarter.
Yoder cuts to the basket that time. Trying to hit him was Jolliffe, but a little bit out of his reach. Mans checks into the game. Also looks like Kobe Quay.
Lawrence, Mans, Quay, Jolliffe, and Payne, the 5-4 Kenton, 3:15, kind of playing the third quarter. They trail by 15 in the Rutland-Berea scoreboard.
Quickly ahead. Down low, cutting to the basket, up and in. Good job, Smith. Great pass.
You found the hole in the backside of that press, Bob, and turned into 2 points, 46-29 now. 17-point lead for Van Wert.
Out top it comes to Lawrence. Lawrence dumps off to Quay. Quay in the lane, puts it off the window. Yep, nice move by Kobe Quay.
Good finish in the paint for the 5'11 junior. 46-31 now, 15-point lead for Van Wert.
Gunner down the lane, puts up the runner. Yep, he got another one. He's got 7 in the quarter, and it's a 17-point lead. Lawrence down the lane, dumps it in the corner. Here's Mans leaning in. It will not go, but he'll go to the line.
7 straight possessions have resulted in points for the Cougars. They've opened up this 17-point advantage. Foul's going to be on Brown, his third, team second.
Seth Mans will get a couple tosses. Been a game of spurts, hasn't it?
Yeah, more for Van Wert than for Kenton. But Bob, it has been a game like that, no question.
Mans misses the first one. Back comes Phillips. Out goes Brown. Lawrence is going to take a breather. Mans with the second toss here. Eyes it, flies it, and misses that one too. Rebound comes down to Payne. Good job by him, and then it's taken away by Smith. Quickly ahead to Phillips, but he can't get it.
Turnover back to Kenton.
Yeah, no, it's going to go to Van Wert.
It was bad at last touch by Kenton.
Yeah. That's where officials are talking to each other.
Well, yeah, get the call right. That's the important thing. Ryan Miller disagrees, obviously. Not surprisingly, he disagrees.
Here's Pratt inside off the window. Yep. Pratt's a tough man when he gets it. He's got 4.25, 13 on the night.
Well, yeah, Bob's a real good execution on the inbound, spreading the floor and isolating Pratt 1-on-1 the block. And he's hard to handle down there.
Here's Payne with the jumper off the glass. No. Rebound pulled down by Gunner. He's in a run. Up court. Dumps it off. Here's Phillips. Puts it up and won't go, but he'll go to the line.
1:56 point in the third quarter, 50-31. 19-point advantage now for Van Wert. The free throw's pending. Kobe Quay, the foul, is second. Team second.
Couple tosses for Phillips. He eyes it. He flies it, and he buries it. He's got 3. And the lead extends to 20. Phillips eyes and flies that one, and that one's nothing but net. Give him 4. Make a 21-point lead. Payne in the backcourt, quickly ahead to Mans. Mans to Quay, takes the long bomber, made it.
3-point basket, Kobe Quay.
He needed that one, they needed that one. Cuts it to 18.
5 points now for Colby Quay, all here in the third quarter.
Across the timeline comes Gunter. Down low, pass to Phillips, and I think Phillips traveled. I think he saw a chance to make that easy layup and took a couple extra steps there.
Just the first turnover of the second half. The Cougars, they have eight for the ball game. 52-34, ball back to Kenton. Minute 30 to play in the third quarter on the Rutlumber Radio scoreboard.
Here's Manns. Back out top it comes to Raider. Raider over to Jolliffe, and Jolliffe traveled. Was trying to get a run on that drive to the basket.
Turner number 9 for Kenton. Wessel checks back in for the Cougars. Minute 16 to play in the third quarter.
And the Cougars will inbound at the end of the Kenton bench. Quickly ahead, a pass. A shot put up is no good that time by Smith. He was fouled. He was killed.
I was gonna say he was body checked underneath the basket by one of the Wildcat players, and the officials just let him play on, and a loose ball foul then was called on Manns eventually.
Yeah, he got it down and was like, wow. We need that armor you were talking about.
Yes, sirree.
It goes into Pratt. He's gonna take it to the hole, puts it up, and gets it to go. They let that one go too. Yes, we didn't have a block or a
lot of contact there. Pratt powers through, giving 15 now. 54-34, 20-point lead now for Van Wert.
And then we got Jolliffe driving down the lane. He's fouled by Pratt. 54-34, as Jim mentioned. We will have an Ace Hardware player of the game named in the postgame show. Hope you stick around for that. Jolliffe with a couple tosses here for the senior. He eyes it, flies it. Nothing but net. His fourth point. Kind of strapped with fouls tonight. Had to sit down a long time with those three fouls in the second quarter and part of the third. Pratt's going to get a breather. Much deserved. Jolliffe eyes and flies the second one. No good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to Van Wert.
Last touch by Gavin Payne. Payne hustling after there in the corner.
Yep. Payne has he's got that motor running all the time, doesn't he?
Yes, sir.
Inbounded to Smith. He's in a hurry up against this press. Gets the ball back on a give and go, puts it up, and this time they do call a foul, and he was killed and slid out of bounds.
It is a situation, not to comment too much on the officiating, but when you let them play too much, it's hard to reel it back in. I think the officials are trying to do that right now, trying to pull the game back a little bit. The problem has been so physical for two quarters, plus almost three quarters, kind of hard to kind of reel everything back in at this point. First free throw spins off.
Yep. You're exactly right, Jim. And the players adjust to that. They say, if I can get away with this until they call, I'm going to keep going.
It's not a foul. It's not a foul. Yeah.
But you're right. It is hard to reel it back in. Eyes and flies. This one, nothing but net. A little more physical than some of the WBL games I've seen. But that's the way it is. Across the timeline is Manns. 44 seconds to go. 55-35. Off to Gavin Payne. Payne penetrating. Dumps it to Manns. At 36. Quay, long three, no. That hit everything, but it wouldn't go down. And the ball's knocked out of bounds by Van Wert. Off the hands of Smith, so the Wildcats will get an opportunity to trigger under their own basket. Doing that is going to be Raider. Quickly inside, shot put up and in. Very nicely done by Payne, by Jolliffe.
Give him six.
Yep.
55-37, final 20 seconds of the quarter. We have foul on Brent Raider.
Then we call, interesting. He did foul him. Van Wert will trigger in right and down below us with 70.8 seconds to go, 17.8 in the third quarter. On your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN. And there's a foul. That one's going to be on Quay. That's his fourth, I believe.
Trying to trap there. I was going to say, get there, step late. Fouls be on Quay. He said his fourth, team sixth. 12 seconds left here in the third quarter. Ethan Yoder, the scorer's table for Quay.
Van Wert will trigger in yet again. That's 16 fouls on the Wildcat. The next one, they'll be shooting. In the backcourt to Phillips. 10 seconds. Phillips has got the rock at 7, at 6.
Wildcats are disorganized. Oh, my goodness.
Out top, we're at 2. And taken away by Manns. Quickly ahead, and we end the quarter 55-37. We'll be back for the fourth after these.
Infinite opportunities simply means there are endless ways to make it possible. At HSLC, we have been helping homeowners in Kenton and surrounding Hardin County areas make it possible for over 130 years with mortgages, loan refinancing, home equity loans, and more. HSLC is here with the answers to all your questions and to make sure the loan process moves along smoothly. Contact one of our exceptional loan officers at HSLC to make your home ownership dreams come true. The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Cessna Transport, now hiring drivers. Come work for a well-established company, grow financially, and have a career instead of just a job. Must have Class A CDL with tank and hazmat endorsements. Benefits include 401k and health insurance. Regional and OTR routes available. Apply in person south of Kenton on 68 or online at CessnaTransport.com. Make Cessna Transport the last career change you'll ever make.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
And welcome back to Kenton High School. We played three in the books here. It's 55-37. Jim, what do you got over there?
Van Wert 21 of 48 from the floor overall, 4 of 13 from deep. Kenton 16 of 37, 1 of 4 from downtown. 33-18 edge for Van Wert on the boards. 9 Van Wert turnovers, 9 for Kenton. Van Wert 9 of 12 from the free throw line. Kenton 4 of 10 from the charity stripe.
And Van Wert will get the ball here first in the corner, brought to you by Roof Law Offices, Tom Roof's Law Office. Here's a long three. No. Boy, that hit the bottom of the net. Get it inside, and a layup won't go. Good defense that time by Yoder to stop that sheer layup. Here's Jolliffe. Quickly down the lane. The layup. Nicely done by Jolliffe. He's got 8. And we're a 16-point game, 55-39. Wildcats trying to pick it up here defensively. Here's Wessel. He gets it out top. They're going to reset it to Gunner. Gunner looking over that D here with 7:15 to go in Root Lomberg. Scoreboard here, 55-39. Out top it comes. Smith. Then they go left side to Wessel. And then Smith. I thought he was going to take the three. Gunner looked at it, but he didn't. Out top they go to Wessel. Here's Pratt. He'll take it. He missed it. Rebound pulled down by Yoder. Jolliffe quickly up court. Back to Yoder. Yoder penetrating, handing the ball off. Then gets it back inside to Jolliffe. Good job by him to fight for that ball. He's got it down the lane, puts it up, and they said he traveled.
Turn number 10 on Kenton there. Wildcats did what they could there. Very kind of disorganized situation, trying to make the best of it, but eventually does run up in a turnover as get Van Wert continues to put the pressure on defensively.
Lawrence and Johnson check back in. 55-39, 6:36 to go in the quarter. We'll be naming an Ace Hardware player of the game. That'll take place during the post-game show. Hope you stick around for that. Pratt's got in a steal. Here is a drive by Yoder. Nope, he takes the outside jumper and buries it.
Deegan Yoder put some confidence. Like, good to see.
Yes, he did.
Again, great effort on the defensive end.
Yep.
He's got 4 points now to go with his 3 rebounds.
He's come off the bench and sparked him a little bit.
Yes.
You're exactly right. Here is Gunner. Pratt, keep your eye on him. At the foul line, yep, there he goes. 2 more. Pratt is just, he gets it, he goes the hole. He's got 17 points and a gazook amount of rebounds.
He has been outstanding at both ends of the floor, Bob, no doubt about that. Fouls on Gunner Stout is third, team 7th. 6:01 to play in the fourth quarter.
17 points for the big guy. Now I bet he's close to 17 rebounds. He eyes it, flies it, and misses it. Stout with the rebound off to Yoder. Yoder quickly up the left side. 5:55 to go. Quickly to Johnston on the right side. Then back out top it comes to Yoder. Yoder off to Lawrence. Lawrence to Jolliffe. Spinning. Nice move. Passes off to Gunner Stout. It won't go. That was a nice pass by Jolliffe to Gunner Stout.
Yeah, nice little drive there. Sucked the defense towards him and lays it off to Gunner Stout on the backside. 2 throws now for Gunner Stout coming up.
And a nice job by the 6'4 senior to catch the ball.
Bows on Nate Jackson of Van Wert.
Stout eyes it, flies it. Another minute. He's got 5. Gunner Stout eyes and flies this one and misses it. Guess who got the rebound? Pratt. Good answer.
5:38 to play. 57-42. Van Wert on top.
Out top it comes, and they're going to reset it to Gunner. He's got it with the 15-point lead. Penetrating, then backs it up. Spreading him out a little bit. He's penetrating again, spinning, gets it in the corner. Here's Pratt coming down the lane, and the Pratt Express gets two more and the foul.
Yeah, again, great job, and we're very patient, spreading the floor, and they find Pratt cutting, scores, and draws the foul. Fourth foul on Jolliffe, eighth on Kenton as a team. 19 points, 13 rebounds for Aiden Pratt.
Wow. Eyes it, flies it, misses it. Only thing he's done wrong, he missed one free throw.
Jolliffe clears the rebound for Kent and approaches the five-minute marker for fourth quarter.
Passes deep in the left corner. They got him out on the top of this zone, too. Inside to Gunner, puts it up and in.
Good finish there from Gunner Stout. Good job by the Wildcats to them handle the pressure.
Gunner ran the play quite well there. He's got seven. Van Wert to get it across the timeline. That is Gunner. He's got it out top. On him is Yoder. Penetrating. Gets the shot out the window. No. Pratt the tip. Two more for Pratt.
In another second chance opportunity for the Cougars. They cash in.
And then we got Jolliffe going coast to coast. He gets two more. He's got 10.
61-46. Van Wert by 15.
Still in the backcourt is Van Wert with 4:20 to go. And we got a timeout by
the Cougars. What number timeout? We're going to get one, too. 4:18 to play in the ball game. 61-46. Van Wert on top of Kenton. We'll be right back.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Hi, this is Ryan Lane, mortgage and consumer lender with Liberty National Bank. With Liberty National Bank credit card, you get hometown convenience, worldwide acceptance, great benefits, and much more. Plus, earn bonus points on brand name merchandise and travel rewards. Go to myliberty.bank, click on the credit card link, and apply today and start earning your rewards now. I love my Liberty Bank. Expect the best. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School after that Root Lumber timeout taken by the Cougars. Get it in the corner. We'll have a Domino's wild. Oh, Pratt down low, puts it up, and boy, he's got hammered again. They didn't call it. Here's Jolliffe quickly the other way. Jolliffe to the hole. Jolliffe with the layup. Oh, he missed it. Gunner Stout with the return shot. No. Pratt with yet another rebound.
Wild game, my friend.
Yes, it is. Pratt's got it out top. Thought about the three and backed off and smiled. Out comes to Gunner. Down the lane off to Pratt. Pratt has the shot.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's intentional. Yeah, that was off.
Yeah, that's a good
I don't call. Think it was. It was this way. I shouldn't say intentional, but flagrant, it came awful high. The foul came awful high there. I don't want to say it was, quote, unquote, intentional. That's not fair, I guess, but it was. But it came awful high.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think he tried to hurt
him. No, there was no intent there, I guess, but the foul did come awful high.
Yep. So they got to clear the line.
It came right across the top. Yeah, so it's going to have.
At the free throw line is Pratt.
At the line, shooting two.
Pratt, eyes it, flies it, nothing but net. Boy, it didn't hurt him, and he did it.
Give him 22, 62-46.
If I would have taken that shot, I would have needed some medical attention. Second shot, up, and that one is no good. But they get the ball out of bounds.
Yes, sir. 3:42 to play in this one.
. 62-46, 16-point lead. Van Wert will have another opportunity here. Here's Pratt. Nope, they don't get it. Yeah, they do get it into him, but knocked away. Good job there. Yoder's hurt. on the baseline. Here comes Jolliffe with the jumper. No. Jolliffe tries to get the rebound and almost does. It goes up in the third row of the stands.
Yeah, good hustle there from Jarrett Jolliffe. Ball's going to go back to Van Wert, 3.5 to play in this one. 62-46 Van Wert with the basketball. The
Ryan Miller asking to check on Yoder if he's okay. He was laying down under the basketball. I guess he says he's okay. Good job by Ryan Miller to check. So Van Wert will get it with 3:30 to go. Up the left side. Here's a drive, then backed out that time by Brown. Gunner, 3:20 to go. Lawrence on him. Pratt out front playing catch with Brown. He drives to the hole. The layup. Nope. Rebound pulled in by Yoder. I thought he had it. Yoder quickly ahead. Dumps it to Lawrence. Yoder to the long three. Yep.
Bang. Yes, sir. Ethan Yoder now 7 points.
He's had a good night tonight.
Yes, he has. Played hard at both ends of the floor. Now he's finding his shooting touch.
Yep. Quickly ahead it goes to Gunner. And Jolliffe still trying to get that steal. Always hustling. Left side it goes. And we got another guy on the floor. But we got a lot of people down here. Twisting his ankle is Garrett Gunner. And he says, ouch.
Yeah, there's been a number of that tonight. No question about that. 2:39 to play in the fourth quarter. Seems
Loddick will check in.
I was
going to
say, yeah, a lot of people. I was going to say, see if they had twisted ankles or something. I was going to say, the like. He limps off. Hope he's all right. Coaching staff checking. Kate taking a look at him. 62-49, 2:39 to play in this one. Cougars the basketball in a 13-point lead.
Domino's Wildcat question of the game will happen tonight with a large one-item pizza from Domino's located in downtown Kent. 419-675-3000 if you're the first correct caller for that question. We got a timeout. We'll take one, too. 62-49. We'll be back.
Schaefer's Auto Body and Paint, your local Hardin County full-service body shop, located at 203 Harris Street in Kenton, takes great pride in making sure your wrecked vehicle gets repaired in a timely manner with quality parts. They work with all insurance companies and can make arrangements for a rental car. So when bad weather strikes this winter season and you get into an untimely accident, come and see the body shop professionals Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or call 419-673-8475 and join them on Facebook.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors. Committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137 for any questions.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
After the root number timeout, we're back here 62-49. In the backcourt, we got a foul on Yoder. And Yoder's slipping a little bit.
10th wow. Foul on Kenton. Double bonus now for Van Wert.
Foul number four, Ethan Yoder, his first. Team 10.
Tell you what, only having one team foul is kind of impressive for somebody, isn't it?
Yep, his first foul. 10th on the Wildcats, the team. It's a double bonus now for Nate Phillips. He's got 4 points, 2 rebounds for the Cougars.
Eyes it, flies it off the front end of the iron. Was perfect at the line, 2 for 2. Yoder limping off. Have them look at him a little bit. Going to be a lot of sore people tonight after this game.
Yep.
I don't know, here the guy with the headset here is in
the
way.
Yeah, there was a, yes, yeah, I was going to say, just clearing out of his basket, trying to give the guy from Van Wert a chance to shoot his free throws without being unduly molested.
Phillips eyes it, flies it. That one's nothing but net. He's got 5. And it's a 63-49 lead. Here is paying off to Robinson. Out top to Jolliffe. Jolliffe, the long 3 ball, falls down. No. Rebound comes down to Pratt and also to Smith. And Pratt's got the rock.
2:16 in counting. This one was 63-49. Cougars the 14-point lead.
And a pass down low stolen by Robinson.
Yeah, looking for a cutter on the backside. Good defense by Trevor Robinson.
Out it goes to Jonathan to Johnston. Down the lane, leaning, spinning, taking the shot blocked by Pratt. Wow. He's just everywhere. Up court is Phillips quickly. Leaning in, out to Phillips yet again. He goes to the hole. Passes off, the layup up and in. Nice job from Phillips giving it off to Brown. Give Brown 9. That was a nice pass.
65-49. Wildcats under pressure, trap and whatnot, and Van Wert doing a good job taking advantage of it.
Here's Payne with a long bomber. Nope. Rebound, then we got a breakaway. Here's Pratt with the dunk. Oh, we lost the handle. Phillips gave it up for the dunk, and he just lost the handle. He goes, oh, I had a chance. My fault.
Yeah, they were trying to set it up there. No question about that. 126 to play in the ball game. 65-49, Van Wert on top of Kenton on the Rutland Lumber Radio scoreboard.
Wildcats, a host of substitutions here. In fact, they... Quay's in along with Jolf Stain, Gunner Stout, Manns, and deep in the corner is Raider. They inbound it. Here's Jolliffe taking it, gone to the hole, puts up the shot out the window, he gets it to go. He's got 12 on senior night here from Kenton High School, 65-51. Phillips down the lane, Phillips passes off, and they're going to get the charge.
Nice job by Gunner Stout, stepping over, drawing the offensive foul. 65-51, 107 to play in this one. Cougars going to move to 14-6 overall, 5-3 in the Western Buck. I think Wildcats have slipped to 4-15, 2-6, barring a significant comeback here in the final minute of play.
Exactly, and the clock just turned on. They were trying to help you, Jim. Shot inside's no good. Phillips with the rebound. Quickly ahead. Here's Smith. And skips it quickly across to Phillips. Phillips backing it up. On him is Raider. Phillips dribbling between his legs, then gets it across to Smith. Smith penetrating. Jumper from the right side is no good that time by Jackson. Ball comes down, goes out of bounds, and the official says, let's stay here.
33 ticks to play in this one, 65-51. Van Wert on top. Checking out for the Wildcats now taking Brent Raider. Gunner Stout and Jarrett Jolliffe, I believe, will be stepping off here for the last time. Getting a nice ovation from the Kenton crowd and hugs from the Kenton coaching staff.
Stout gets 7 on the night. Jolliffe, the senior, gets 12 on the night. Nice hug from Coach Ryan Miller. Jolliffe playing really hard tonight. He had that foul trouble. He had to sit down for a long time, but still ended up getting 12 points.
We asked so much from him, Bob. I was going to say he puts in such a great effort every night. And yep. Gunner played well tonight. Of course, Brenton Raiders motor is always running as well.
Yep. Here's a pass, and a long three ball is no good that time by Prophet. That's a Van Wert name I've heard before. Here's Manns quickly across. Here's Lawrence driving down the lane. And then a long three ball in the left corner pocket by Quay is no good. He got his own rebound. Good job by him. Out top to Lawrence. Lawrence takes a long three. Lawrence makes one.
Give him 5 points now, 65-54.
And it's steal and the buzzer sounds. And Van Wert gets the win, 65-54. We'll be back after these.
As a not-for-profit electric cooperative, Mid-Ohio Energy takes pride in being a trusted resource for its members and communities. They're here to keep the lights on, to help you use energy efficiently, to educate members on emerging energy technologies, and to improve the quality of life in local communities. Mid-Ohio Energy is local, trusted, and member-owned. For energy efficiency tips, community programs, and more, visit midohioenergy.com.
Cessna Transport, now hiring drivers. Come work for a well-established company, grow financially, and have a career instead of just a job. Must have Class A CDL with tank and hazmat endorsements. Benefits include 401k and health insurance. Regional and OTR routes available. Apply in person south of Kenton on 68 or online at CessnaTransport.com. Make Cessna Transport the last career change you'll ever make. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel Company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel Company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Infinite opportunities simply means there are endless ways to make it possible. At HSLC, we have been helping homeowners in Kenton and surrounding Hardin County areas make it possible for over 130 years with mortgages, loan refinancing, home equity loans, and more. HSLC is here with the answers to all your questions and to make sure the loan process moves along smoothly. Contact one of our exceptional loan officers at HSLC to make your home ownership dreams come true. The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School and the Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital post-game show here. The Van Wert Cougars win their 14th game of the year. They're fifth in the league. They beat the Wildcats 65-54.
Van Wert shoots 42%, 25-59 overall, 4-14 from deep. Wildcats go 23-52, 3-10 from downtown. 44-27 advantage for Van Wert on the board. 17 rebounds for Aiden Pratt. 8 for Luke Wessel. 5 for Garrett Gunner for Van Wert. Kenton got 5 rebounds each from Trevor Robinson and Gavin Payne. 15 Cougar turnovers. 10 for the Wildcats. Wildcats 5-12 from the free throw line, 42%. Cougars go 11-18, 61%.
7 people score for the victorious Cougars tonight. And the scoring in the game is like this. Trey Loddick had 2 tonight. 5 points tonight by Nate Phillips, 6 by Luke Wessel, 9 from 2 players. That would be Ethan Brown and Garrett Gunter. 2 points, as I said, by Trey Loddick. And then we have 2 in double figures. 12 tonight by Carson Smith. And leading this Cougar Express tonight is Aiden Pratt. As Jim mentioned, he had 17 rebounds and 22 points. That's a nice night for a big guy.
Guy's a great athlete, Bob, and it showed tonight, no doubt about that.
Yeah, and what impressed me also about him, he gets a rebound, he'll dribble all the way down the court and coast to coast or whatever. He can handle the ball for a big guy. The Wildcats tonight have the following score. 2 points for Brent Rader, followed by 4 points by Cooper Johnston, 5 apiece for Tyson Lawrence and for Kobe Quay. 7 tonight for 2 players. That's Ethan Yoder and Gunnar Stout. 6 tonight by Trevor Robinson. 6 also by Gavin Payne. And leading the Wildcats in scoring tonight with 12 points is our Ace Hardware player of the game, Jarrett Java.
Yeah, again, Bob Senior here last game at Kenton High School. And like we said, we ask a lot of the young man. He does a lot for us both ends of the floor and plays hard every night. And again, very deserving of a Race Hardware player of the game tonight.
Yes, he was. We will tell you in the JV game that was won by the Cougars 48-39 here on 48-39 here on senior night. We'd like to thank back at the station Devin Miller and, as always, a great job by Jim Holman. This is Bob Simmons saying good night, everybody.
That was boys basketball action between Kenton and Van Wert. The sponsors of tonight's game were Hensel Ready Mix, Liberty National Bank, Depot No. 9, Stillwater Metal, HSLC, Bridget Hill Health Markets, West Federal Credit Union, Nelson Insurance, Cole Humphrey Insurance, The Little Chicago Room, Affordable Seamless Gutters, Ohio Health Potter Memorial Hospital, Wilson Tire Company, Cessna Transport, Edward Jones Cow Johnston, Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative, McCullough Industries, Norfolk Steel Company, Century 21 Summer Mobility, Ohio Health Harbor Memorial Hospital, Domino's Pizza, Superior Credit Union, Root Lumber, Ace Hardwood, and Root Law Office.